Shoshana v'David. We have this whole idea for the conductor and the Shoshanim for David Malch. Now, what the Shoshanim are? It's a possibility that there's another musical instrument. And for some reason, we just have these 30 different musical instruments that we've never heard of before, and this is mentioned over here. Shoshanim could also be referring to Bnei Yisrael, that were roses in appearance, as opposed to, you know, the idea. The idea is that the reason why we're called Shoshanim is that in Golis we're known as thorns, something that's a thorn in the other people's sides without the beauty. When we're out of Golis, when we're into the Geula, that's when we're known as the rose that rises above the thorns with the beauty, the aroma, etc., that goes through and everything that we do to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. The rose apparently has 13 leaves. I would assume that that's a generic number for a rose. I have no idea. The Gematria of Echad, and it is 25 seeds for the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael.
What? Where are the seeds?
I don't know. I would assume in the roots. I don't know where the seeds in a rose are.
Do you think it's a rose seed?
Well, it has to be, because otherwise it wouldn't be roses. Roses wouldn't make sense. They'd all die. Right? So they gotta have something, but I don't know. I have absolutely no idea.
It could be a bud.
This thing, yeah, like a bud, right? But over here, this whole mizmor is gonna be about Gullus, of what it's like so being in Gullus.
Targum says, L'shavachal Galut Sanhedrino,
Well, Gullus and Hedrin, specifically, I don't know, but Gullus and Hedrin are going from place to place. We're gonna see what it means with stuff in that. Either way, Hoshiani Elokim Kivol My Nefesh, save me God, because the water comes up until my soul. Now, this speaks of like a man drowning, that a man is sitting there and doesn't know what to do. He reached his nose where obviously he can't breathe anymore. And it's like, once I get to that point, I could sparkle, what do you want me to do? The troubles, the flood waters that come up against us, what am I supposed to do? This could be referring to that in Gullus you have laws against Torah study, right, where you're not able to study Torah the way you're supposed to be. Or it could be that my soul is in trouble, that I'm sitting with the other nations and I'm learning from them and being like them. Maybe that's what it's referring to over here. It could be it's referring to Avodah Zarah, that he's up to his nose and the Avodah Zarah around him and he couldn't stop himself from being around there. Now, it also refers to the way that we get out of trouble. The Mesirus Nefesh of Nachshon Ben Aminadav, by going into the waters of the Yam Suf up until his nose, is what saved Klal Yisrael. Because up until that point, they didn't know how the Yam Suf was going to split. When Nachshon Ben Aminadav got to that point, right, that's when all of a sudden the sea split. And in a way, that's what we can do in Golis as well. Once there's a little bit of Mesirus Nefesh on our part, willing to give up something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it comes to that point. Tavati bivein mitzua. I'm sunk into a deep pit of mud. De'ema mud. There's no way for me to stand. Basi v'mama kemayim. I've come into the deep waters. Shibolish tafosni. And the floods and the waves sort of drown me. And I can't swim away. There's nothing I can do to be able to get out. I'm not so sure what I'm going to be able to do over here. So some say that this Ein Ma'amud, that I'm not able to stand anymore, is referring to a specific thing. Some say it refers to the murder of Gedaliah ben Achikam. That once Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed, there was no way back. They couldn't stay in Yerushalayim. That's when everybody left. And even though Yirmiyah told them, if you stay here, everything will be okay, it was Ein Ma'amud. There was no way they were going to be able to stay in Yerushalayim. It just wasn't going to happen by the people. Yevein Mitzua could be a reference to Yavon, Greece, midrashically, because of the word Yevein that's used over here.
The Shibolis.
Yes. And the Shibolish Tafosni might be referring to the Persians who overwhelmed them when they were in their area itself. Shibolish Tafosni is when you're drowned by like the waves that come up against you. So in that sense, it would be like the Persians that overtook us and took over the land from the Babylonians and wouldn't let us go. Yagati Bakari, I'm weary, I'm tired with all my calling out. Nichar Groni, my throat is dry. My eyes fail to wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it. So there are some people that are waiting eagerly for Mashiach. But the longer they do it, they feel like nothing's happening. They don't know what to do anymore. By that time, they just say, I'm gone. I don't know what to do. So a muscle. A man comes into his house and he finds his young son crying. Child is left alone by his mother who has gone away somewhere. So how can the man know she's been gone a long time or she's just left? It depends on how loudly the kid is crying. If the kid is screaming, then the mother just left. But if the kid is whimpering, that means the mother's been gone for a very, very long time. That's the difference between them. And how you can tell, it depends on how strong the cry is versus how weak the cry is. Yeah. Interesting story. Did you hear about the story in Lakewood that just happened? There's a story in Lakewood where a person went into Target with two of her kids and left the baby in the car, a four-month-old baby in a car. It was 80 degrees out, sun was out.
Is that?
And, no, thank God, but a person who, I guess retired something or other, saw that there was a baby inside the car screaming its head off. and the guy, they were trying to open up the door, they didn't know where the mother was. So the guy realized that he had an axe. There's like a whole big, huge axe, sledgehammer axe inside his car. He ran and got it. They smashed through the window, the front window. They came in, they got the kid. And thank God the baby survived. He was boiling hot, obviously, and it was around there. But and unfortunately, the mother was arrested. I mean, what do you have to do in that situation? Unfortunately, yeah. It was a terrible situation, but that's what's going to happen. The mother immediately said, "Where's my baby?" when she saw the car. So she knew she left the baby in the car, that she was gone for 40 minutes. 40 minutes. I agree that kid could have died. It's such a sad story. But I wondered when I was reading the article, this is what hit me, and literally this. The kid was screaming. That means he wasn't weak yet. Now, I'm not taking the chance of like, well, how long do I wait before I, whatever it is.
You smash the window.
Of course you do. There's no question. But nonetheless, right, when the kid is screaming, he's not in danger yet.
They did an experiment in Israel where they took Knesset members, one of a really, really hot day, and made them see if they could sit in the car for 10 minutes. A hot day and I cut it off.
I don't even want to think about it.
I don't think anybody made it the whole time.
No, it's no way. There's no way to be able to do it. No way. But that's the concept. The concept is we were wearied with the crying. The Koloin Miyahu Okim, I just couldn't handle anymore. Rabos Misaros Roshi Sonachinim. My enemies who hate me for no reason, they're more than the hairs of my head, is David Melech talking. Atzmumas Misayoi Vaishaker. Those who are going to cut me off, my evil enemies that are filled with lies, they're so strong. They're Shol Gazalti Azashiv. I have to restore what I haven't yet stolen. What I haven't yet done. That's the idea behind it. Now, it's an interesting thing. If you face a mighty enemy, it's difficult to deal with him, even if it's few in number. But it's even worse when he's robbing, when there's a lot of them out there. Rabu Misaros Roshi. It's even worse when there's no real reason. There's nothing to reason with the guy because it's Sonai Chinam. It's even worse when they're very strong. And it's even worse when they're determined. They're determined and say, Oyvai Shaker. Nonetheless, David Melech is saying, no matter how bad those were, nonetheless, I'll deal with whatever I need to do. Even if I hadn't really stolen anything, then I'll do what I need to do in order to make peace with them. Elokim, I tell you that to Levalti, you know my issues and what I've done wrong. My guilt, my trespasses, they're not hidden from you. You know exactly what I've done. You know that I haven't done anything. And yet still, I'm paying back because I know what's going to happen over here. I know how the other people are going to deal with it. Again, a muscle, a student made a mistake in the presence of his teacher, and a teacher in anger told a friend of the student, who was an ignoramus, to slap him in the face. So the student began to cry. It's not enough that he caused me pain, but it's being caused by a person who's so much beneath me. That's the idea. David Melech said, listen, it's one thing if you act against me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're sending these fools against me, these random enemies against me. This is what makes it so much worse.
God punishes. God doesn't come down and just, you know, sit next to you and punish you. I mean, like,
it could be a king.
Physically, yeah.
It could be a powerful person. It could be a wealthy person. It could be somebody like that. Like a Shimi Ben Gera is a hush of a guy. That's one thing. But if it's a fool,
but if you're
a fool slap.
If you're a king, it's better for a fool to do it because no one's going to pay attention to the fool.
Well, hold on. With David HaMelech, I think it's just that. By David HaMelech, I think he only was bothered by kings. The people who chased after him were powerful, great people. Like Shaul HaMelech and Shimi Ben Gera, Achitofel, and Doeg. You know, these are powerful people.
Shimi Ben Gera Shimon Ben Gera was an influential person. Now, if a fool in the street makes fun of you, you don't even care about it. I'm not saying it. You walk in the street and then a homeless or whatever guy in the street starts yelling at you, you ignore him and you move on with your life. But somebody who's more significant.
You know, I hear what you're saying. I don't totally agree. I agree with you in that I definitely will not be as effective, but it's more embarrassing. Halachically, boshes wise, you pay according to the Vayish Rami's Vayish. I call it the Vayish Rami's Vayish. And Rashi says because a lower person embarrassing you is more embarrassing. That's what happens. In theory, it's not like that, but when a poor little guy hits you.
But I guess it's like, if you're by yourself with the person, there's no embarrassment. It's in front of, who are you being embarrassed?
You're right, not in front of judges. Embarrassment would have to do with public. It would be in public. No. Yeah, but I hear that line. But Al Yavoshu B'Kobacha, don't let them be ashamed, those who wait for you through me. Hashem Elokim Tzvakot. Al Yikomu B'Nachshach Elokei Yisrael. Don't let them be disgraced through me, says the old God of Israel. Don't let it be that way. Don't let them be afraid because of what happens to me. Ki Alachan Asafi Herba. Because for your sake, I have taken on this degradation. Kisach Lima Panoi. And disgrace has covered my face. I'm willing to take Yisurin for you. Allow it to happen to me. It doesn't need to happen to anybody else. Muzar Yisilachoi. I've been like a stranger, somebody unrecognizable to all my brothers. I am a stranger even to the sons of my the children of my mother, my own brothers. They separate me. They isolate me. And the truth is, that was Dubin Melech's existence when he grew up, when the kids, the other brothers, didn't allow him into the house, thinking that he was another child or something like that. That's the idea behind it. And not only that, it's definitely an allusion that one could say to the Tzedukim, to the Hellenists, the people, the Reform Jews, who don't consider us in the same category, that we're not in the same way. For the kina that I have for your house has consumed me. And all those who reproach, those who want to degrade, it's all fallen upon me, and it's all upon me itself. That kina, sina, ayin, hara. I cry and fast for my soul, and it still became terrible for me. And this, says the Me'am Lois, is a reference to Tisha B'Av, the crying that I'm going to have during that time. Again, all referring to how Gullah supplies. I placed my sackcloth as my clothing, sackcloth underneath my kingly clothes, and it became a muscle to everybody else. Do you want to be like him? Look at how he does, you know, what's going to be with him over there? This is an unbelievable muscle, and there's a muscle. This muscle can be taken in so many ways, and I'm sure you've heard a story like this, one of these parables in just English. It sounds like one of the Aesop's fables. I just don't know it exactly. The donkey came to the fox and complained about his hard lot in life. I've always got to carry these burdens. I've got to have it on my back. Everybody uses me. I don't get anything. I don't get any power or anything like that. Look at the lion. The lion gets to sit down and lie down all day. He gets all his food given over to him, right? The fear of him is put upon all the other creatures. They bow down to him. He does whatever he wants. I wish I was a lion. I wish I was going to be a lion. So the fox, go dress up in the skin of a lion, and everybody will be afraid of you. That's what he told the donkey. Go dress up that way. Then he'll command them to give you whatever you want in the world. So the donkey thought, that's a great idea. He found a lion skin and he put it on, etc. And he put it on, and as soon as he did it, everybody started listening to him. They thought he was a lion. They started giving him food, started whatever. He started resting, whatever it is. But as soon as he spoke up and he brayed like a donkey, everybody realized just like what kind of a person he was. That donkey represents a person who takes on the clothing of a Talmid Chacham with absolutely nothing within him. That's the idea. He says, David HaMelech said, that when I make sackcloth my garment, that's a gesture which befits only the greatest people, they said that I was a big Balgaiva, and I didn't deserve to be that way. I'm like a donkey wearing a lion's clothing, they said about me. And he said, that's the muscle, that they looked at me like a little donkey, that I wasn't chashuv enough. Yesichu bi yoshvei shor. The people who sat at the gate, they started talking about me and laughing at me. When the ginos shosei shechor, I became the song of those who drink beer at bars at night. Started talking about me, about what I did. But I don't care. I dive into you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the proper time. Asking God to help you, help us with your abundant kindness. Answer me in truth and give me a true deliverance when it's over there. I didn't care that people were making fun of me. Yeah, they made fun of me because they thought that I didn't deserve to wear what I was supposed to do. But I did it anyway. Because I know this is the right thing. From all the enemies and all the terrible things that are happening to them. In Golos, this could apply to Klal Yisrael. In his everyday life, his individual life, from all the people who are coming up against him, which is happening time after time after time again. Now, it is interesting. You notice over here, I don't know if you say this, Binyamin. When do we say this line? You do say it. Yeah, you do say it. Everybody says it. Shabbos Mincha when opening the Aron Kodesh. You know something funny? It's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do. Do they? No. Meaning start, I don't know if they say it. Do you do it any other time except for Shabbos Mincha?
So you do it during the week also?
No.
Not the regular sitter.
No. Not in the regular sitter.
The funny thing is, all right, but either way, why do we do it by Mincha? The funny thing is, if you don't lane on Shabbos Mincha, you don't have to say for Torah, right? There's nobody there, or whatever it is. Let's say you have a situation where you're not laning, you still say this puzzle.
Really?
You still do it. The kasha is why. What does this have to do with anything? You know what the pshat is? After Mincha is done, after you already ate. You already ate, you already drank. Some people are drunk from what they had from that thing itself. We go to go daven after that. Every other nation in the world, what do they do after they eat and drink or whatever it is? They go home, they party, they do whatever it is. We daven mincha at a time when you'd think we'd be drunk and we wouldn't want to do anything at all. No, because there's no laning.
No, daven mincha in the morning. No, we did.
As part of the Ribono Shalom?
Yeah.
I think we say it in the beginning.
Say it three times.
Yeah, that makes sense. Again.
We're not eating beforehand.
No, but you ate and drank the night before. people would definitely go ahead. Yeah, but it's still a Yom Tov. What do people do on Yom Tov? The Simchas a Yom Tov. So I definitely hear it that way.
Something that's said in Omar of Moshe Purim.
That's
davening.
That's why
you're right. It probably is there. I don't think that's a question. Either way, but that's the idea behind it, the concept behind it over here. I'm going to find you at a time of a Yisratzon. Again, a mashal, a king had a friend who was always at his side, and the king's birthday notices were posted throughout the kingdom that there was going to be a massive birthday party. Everybody was going to be able to appear in front of the king, and every petition would be granted, and he'd give them whatever they wanted. They arrived. Everybody assembled from all the different parts of the land. Each one came with their own petition. The king's friend didn't appear. The king's friend just didn't show up. At the end of the day, the king sent for the friend and asked him to explain, why are you not here? It was my birthday. Why didn't you come to stay after your birthday? He said, there were two reasons. He said, for one, I knew the king would be taken up with the multitudes and I didn't want to bother him. That's number one. Number two, I knew you'd call me and I can make my request right now. And that's what I'm asking right now. I ask that you grant any request that I make. That's the idea behind it. I knew what was going to happen, and that's Anis Vilasi. At the end of Shabbos, when everything is good, Anis Vilasi L'Hashem Yisratzon. I know that right now is the Yisratzon when you're calling me right at that point. There's a couple other things, whether this applies to Rosh Hashanah, etc. That's the application over here. Pasuk Tes Vav, Hatzileni Mitit, save me from the mire. V'al Etzbal, do not allow me to drown. Inatzol Nitzonei Mamaki Mamakei Moyim, save me from my enemies and from the depths of water that I'm falling into. Right, that's the idea. Again, the mtit right here refers to Babel. So the idea of the alet ba'a, that it shouldn't drown, is referring to modai. Right? The idea of don't let me mama kemayim, the depths of the water, you know, the depths of the chachma of the Yavanim. And that goes. And the next one, this pasuk over here, atzish tefeni shibolos mayim, don't allow the flood to get, overcome me, v'altiv le'ini mitzulav al tatar alai berpia, do not allow the pit to shut her mouth against me. That's a reference to Edom. That pasuk is referring to Edom. So it's referring to the four gullius that we're in. He's asking not to be destroyed. And Hashem, Kitov Chasdecha. Answer me, Hashem, because your chesed is very, very great. Kirov Karach, Amecha Pnei Eloi. But because you have so much rachamim, turn your face to me. Do not turn your face away from your servant, Kitzar Li, because I'm in so much distress. Maher Aneni, save me as quickly as you can. Pasuk Yud Tes. Korval Nafi Golo. Draw me near to my soul, or you, Hashem, come near to my soul. Redeem it. Lamano Adai Kadeni, and ransom me or save me from all of my enemies. Atzai Adai Karpasi, you knew my degradation. Vashu Yukli. My embarrassment, my shame, negdicha kol soroi, all of my enemies will stand before you. That's the idea behind it. Kirpa shofar libi, this humiliation has broken my heart, he says. Va'anusha, I've become sick. Va'kavalanud, I hoped for comfort, but I didn't see any comfort. There was nothing to comfort me. Va'menachamim, v'lamatzasi, I wanted to look for people that would console me, and nothing was going to happen. David was saying this when he was fighting a war against Ammon and Moab, and he didn't know what to do in that case. Ammon and Moab had entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or I shouldn't say when he was fighting, when he saw the Ammonim and Moabim would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, take out the parochas that had the Kruvim on it. There's a medrash about this. It was by the times of Muzaradim that they were the ones who brought out the parochas and they showed it to the people and said, you see what these people do? He's died. And he said, Cherub wasn't involved with Kololon, right? But apparently there should have been some Ammonim Moabim there. But they brought out the parochas and they said to the people, do you see what they're dealing with? Because there were pictures of the Kruvim that were Mu'urim Zebazed. They were together with each other. He said, says the Medrash, it's Ammonim Moab. Titus didn't show the parochas. Titus is the one who slashed the parochas.
Right, but then he went in and he saw...
He saw...
There were no... There was an Aron, but were there the Kruvim statues in there?
No, already gone. Already gone.
Then it was the first base missionary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a different thing. But Ammon Moab, yeah, it was the first base
missionary. Yeah, he slashed the parochas. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's correct. That's the one. But this is what Ammon Moab do. Now that I'm thinking about it, it might have been a Gemara. I don't think it's a Medrash. I think it's a Gemara. Yeah, by Yiva Barusi Roish, they put poison into my food, right? And to those who are thirsty, those who need drinks, they give them vinegar instead of anything good. This is unbelievable, this little line over here. And the times when the army of Nebuchadnezzar drove the 80,000 hungry and thirsty people down there, right, when they came to the area of the Ishmaelim, they begged for water. They were urged to eat first. And they were served strongly spiced and salted food, right? Then they were handed air-inflated flasks. They took some of those flasks, the air seeped into their bellies, and they died. That's what ended up happening.
I understand that. I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
How does mean, if somebody takes an empty bottle and tries to drink from it, something comes out.
I think it was a gas that they put inside there. An unseeable gas. That's how I always understood it.
Right. I mean, it has to be under pressure. But how did they have the machines to put pressurized...
That I don't know.
And once they opened
how would it all go
or
through?
They got it to
unless they put it right to their mouths, which is definitely possible.
But
that's definitely
you
possible.
You have to unscrew it, even if it's close to your mouth, it still would...
Yeah, it would be very, very difficult. Well, it is very, very difficult. I mean, the fact is, simply put, it could be that it's not the air that killed them. Maybe it was the lack of water.
No, I mean,
if we wanted to do it without that wording,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's nothing there, and they're so thirsty because they had just eaten all those spicy foods. What's going to be? You shall come with them the fuck. Their table should be in front of them as a snare. That's what it is. It was Shlomo Mokesh. Same back. Those people that did that to us, their own table should be their own snare. They should choke on their own food. And those when they're at peace, all of a sudden they should all die. Takshak Meinim Eros. Do not let their eyes see. Masneim Tamid Amad. Let their loins falter. Let them have no cause. Throw upon them your anger. Allow your ferocious anger to overtake them and take them all to you. Allow their palaces to be desolate. Do not let anyone dwell in their tents. Because you, who you have hit, they chase after. They tell of the pain of those who you have wounded. In other words, they think that they did it themselves. They praise themselves that they did it, when really it's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that did all of this. Put sins upon their sins. Do not allow them to enter into your world of righteousness. May they be erased from the Sefer HaChaim. Do not allow them to be written down with those who are tzaddikim. We know that there's a reference to the books on Rosh Hashanah, of what happened in Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting. There's no question Devin Melech is talking about non-Jews here. So for those who say that the Sifrei HaChaim, Sifrei HaMesim is only for Jews and not for Goyim, the Psukim seem to say that it's referring to everybody. Not just Jews, but non-Jews. Now, I don't know if that's a pure Raya or just a Diyuk from the Psukim, but it definitely does seem that way. But it's me, I'm poor, I'm in pain. Your salvation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should set me up high. That's what it should be. I will praise God's name in song. I will make him greater with a tremendous korban toida, with a kapar that I have a sita l'Hashem yishor par, and I will please HaKadosh Baruch Hu greater than the greatest ox. Shor par is like a whole big ox. Makrin mafris, one that has horns and hooves. Over here, there's a medrash that says that Adam Arishon's original animal was a one-horned ox, from the word of makrin mafris. Now, why makrin mafris? The medrash says it's really Gemara and Shabbos. It says that the keren of this horn came before its hooves. How is that possible? Normally, the keren of an animal comes way later, after it's born and it goes through. Normally, animals are not born with horns. Maybe a freak would be born that way. But normally, no animal is born that way. So what does that mean that it had horns before it had hooves? Says the Gemara. This is the first ox that was created by God, whose head was created before its tail. So therefore, its feet, let's call it. So it was horned before it was hooved. Interesting little Gemara. You know what's funny about that? You know, they asked the chicken or the egg, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, the chicken. That's what the Gemara says. Mitziv Yonam Nivru, that they were created just as an animal. They didn't have an egg to be born from. They were born Mitziv Yonam. So I just answered the age-old question from that thing over here. But that's the idea that he brought up.
Will not satisfy that many people.
It satisfies me. But that's the important part. By the way, but that's the idea of what the first... So the very first unicorn, and this is a one-horned creature, was really a cow. Not a horse. That was the idea of what he had. There's a famous kliyukker that says why it has to be one horn. It says because every person ends up sinning in two different ways, and that's why you bring a bull. And everything you do, there's an issue of bin al chaver bin al makom, he says. But by Adam Rishon, when he brought his korban, there was no one else. Now, granted, there was Chava. Maybe he brought his korban before Chava. But there was no one else. Meaning, there was only Ben Adam Lamakom. There wasn't Ben Adam Lachavera. So therefore, he brought a one-horned ox, only referring to Ben Adam Lamakom. Those are not considered human.
You know Europeans are 2% Neanderthal?
Baruch Hashem. Are they really? What's the other 98%? Cro-Magnon?
Yeah.
Roll a Navi Mismahu. I love the person who came up with that, for sure, an American. Row anavim yismachu. The humble people will see it, they'll be happy. Dor she'elokim, they search out God, v'chilavachem. Their hearts, or your hearts, will be revived. That's what happens by the anavim yishmel of Yonam Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always listens to the poor, the destitute, the fear of lovazah. He doesn't despise those who are in prisoners and anything like that. There is no one as brokenhearted as a poor man, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves those that are brokenhearted. That's the idea, urging people to be humble. Lamed Hey, Yalu Shemayim Ba'aretz, the heavens and the earth will all praise God. Yavim V'chomer is from the seas and everything in it, all the animals in it. Ki Elohim Yoshiat Zion, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deliver, will allow for a salvation of Zion. Yivnei Arei Yudah, build up the city of Yudah. V'yashu Shem B'Yerusha, they're going to live there, they're going to inherit it. V'zera V'adam Yichalua, the seed of His servants will all inherit that area. V'hol V'shemo, those who love His name, Yishkinu Ba, they will dwell there forever and ever. And that's what it's referring to over here. This refers maybe to what's going to happen after the exile, maybe after the Babylonian, maybe after Adon, but that's the idea. Now, Perek Ayin in Tehillim is actually a very, very short Tehillim, as opposed to Samach Tes and Ayin Aleph. Ayin is very short. This is going to be what happened when he ran away from Avshalom Lametzeach with David Lahazkir. He wanted to remember the following: Elohim Latzileni, God save me; Hashem Lazrati Husha, quickly come to my need, right, to do this. Now, David is reminding us that we're always supposed to pray for redemption immediately and after a little bit. That David did not wait when he was running away from Avshalom. He davened immediately that everything should be over here. I'm sorry?
How do you know what Avshalom and Hashal?
Only from the Miyamois over here. I guess we'll have to see later on what's going to be. Because it might be a continuation of Ayin Aleph. And Ayin Aleph, there's many Ramazim to Avshalom in that part. So that might be it. What else do we have over here? That's that. Okay, Yavosh V'yachrom Avakshin Ashi. Those who are searching for my soul, they should be embarrassed and ashamed. Yisogol, they should be turned backward. Yikomu Chafetzirazi. Those who want my evil, they should be ashamed for what they did. So according to one Medrash, Yevoshu v'yachron v'vakshei nafshi is referring to Achitofel. And then it says, Chafetzei ro'asi, those who want me to have bad, is Shimi ben Gera. Those are what he's referring to over here. And that they should be embarrassed and degraded. Yeshuvu la'ikav basham, they should be turned back by reason of their own shame. Ha'om na'ach, ach, those who say, aha, aha, they should have midi k'negamid, that they laugh at me and search for my evil and anything that I might have done that's even a little bit wrong. Midi k'negamid, they should also be knocked down. When it comes to that, that refers to Kofrim as well. Those who search you out, those who seek you, they will be happy and they'll rejoice. You know what they're going to say continuously? May God be great. Those who love your deliverance are going to say that. They should all be happy seeing what's going to happen to the enemies, adding on joy. And we spoke about this before. Ravinder Miller has that famous line that a person receives a bit of joy when he sees evil people go down. You see a person who you know is absolutely evil. We're not talking about a guy who's questionable, you can argue whatever. It's a person who you know is absolutely evil, and that person is destroyed in front of your face. You see how good that is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, taking care of business. That makes you feel better. So that's the line that he uses as well. Tisma bin Fol Oyvecha is the line that you shouldn't be show that rejoicing, right? Because then your enemy might succeed. That's when he's fallen, when he's destroyed. That's when you show your happiness.
But I thought it was also like, it's like a muster for you, like, you know.
To not feel bad about somebody out there?
No. To feel bad, or at the very least not to be happy that somebody else is.
But what's the natural inclination? I think Rosie Miller is talking about the natural inclination. I think it just happens. You feel good about it. And the same token, you look at somebody who's known to be a great tzaddik and everything seems to be well, and you see him suffering, and you sit there and you wonder, how could this be? How could God do this? That's the feeling that a person would naturally get in that case. But I am poor and needy. Elohim Chushali Azri Umafalti, quickly bring me my help and my savior, my rescuer. Tell Hashem Al Tachar. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't delay. And that's obviously referring to a Mashiach, and that's the idea. Whether referring to the end of Golos Bavel or whatever it's like, right? Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help them with that. As a side note, by the way, there are those that say that the ashamed is referring to Moser, a Moser, somebody who does evil or says something evil about others. Like when they informed against Daniel to Darius that he was davening, and they got him thrown into the lion's pit. When they informed Elchanan Mishael Azariah tried to get them in trouble by not bowing down to the idol, and they told them Hanani and Mishael Azariah were thrown into fire, those most of them should be destroyed, because we've heard of Gullah's bubble in that way. But it seems from here we're going to see that it seems to be linked to Ayin, and it goes together. If you'll notice, by the way, Ayin Aleph does not start off the way the others did. Everything else was Lamnat Seah, Mizmor LeDavid, right? All those different words. Look how Ayin Aleph starts off. Becho Hashem Chasisi, in you Hashem I take refuge, Alevo Shalolam, I should never be embarrassed. It sounds like a continuation. Doesn't sound like a brand new Tehillim. But I should never be embarrassed and things like that. We're going to see a lot of this Tehillim compares to Perek Mem and Perek Lamed Aleph. There are some like this. Becho Hashem Chasisi, Alevo Shalolam is from Perek Mem. It's the exact same words as in Perek Mem. Okay, so now this is going to be... He's going to take it on. It's a continuation of Ayin, and we're going to show how it's referring to, again, his enemies and getting away from them. Again, in Kwali's world, is referring to Gullah's Bavel. I don't know. That I don't have an answer to. I think this is the way that they were always separated. There is a question about certain tilms, like Yuchas and Yutes and Aleph and Bays, that they should split. Yuchas and Yutes also. That's the one the Gemara talks about. Yuchas and Yutes is also one. Yutes is Lamatez, the one we say in Shabbos. But we talked about it? I don't remember. It's there in that Gemara, because there's 148 to kill him, according to one opinion, instead of 149. And we have 150. So I think it's Yuchas, Yutes, and Aleph and Beis. Those are the two that they talk about. Like Yuchas is Yulor Tzon Imreifi, that's where...
That's a long one.
You're right, and at the end of it, it's Yulor Tzon Imreifi or something like that. Look, just very quickly, do you have your... Right there. Here, where is it over here? Yuchas...
It's
Yud Tes that it says? Yud Tes anyway, too? Yeah, at the end of Yud Tes. So maybe it's Yud. I can't remember what it is. No, because that would be the end of Shemona Esrei. So there's 18 altogether. Because Aleph and Beis are together. There's one other. Maybe it's this one. I don't remember it being Shemona Tes, and I don't remember it being Yud Tes and Yud Tes. Maybe that's right. Maybe because Yud Tes is Yud Tes. Okay, you know, well, I don't remember.
To separate them out and make sure that.
Oh, that looks better.
No, that the 179th is the longest, is it?
No, 119. Yeah, that's when it's out there. Becho Hashem Chasisi, I take my refuge in you, I take refuge in Tyra. 22 letters of Tyra, that's the Becho Hashem Chasisi, that's the remez. And then Olam, Alevo Shel Olam, is I should not be embarrassed in Olam Haba. I should never be embarrassed in Olam Haba itself. Then it says, B'tzikos Chatatzeleni, save me in your righteousness, Usfaltani, and rescue me, Hati Elayos Nechovil Shieni. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be a rock that shelters me. Ma'on is shelter. Levota me to come continuously. You have commanded to save me. Because you are my rock. You are my fortress. You are going to take care of me and make sure. There were miracles at the area that was called Sela HaMachloket. And this is the Sali, so to speak. That the Sela HaMachloket, that was the area where Shalomel was surrounded, and all of a sudden Shalomel was sent out to go fight a war somewhere and didn't kill David HaMelech. Save me from the hands of the Russian. Mikat Na'avo v'chomets, from the hands of those who are evil and ruthless. The chomets over here. Again, according to the Medrash, this refers to Avshalom and Achitofel. Ki atzal tikfas Yashem Elokim. You are my hope, Hashem, my God. Mitzach minu roi. You are my assurance from my youth. Allah mitzmach to be batim. I relied upon you from the womb. Mimei'imi atagozi. You took me out from my mother's womb. Dechosi lasi samin. And therefore, I continuously praise you itself. Now, this is interesting. What does that mean exactly? What is that referring to? Did something happen when his mother was pregnant with him? Where Nitzeves Basad Doyle, all of a sudden, like, something happened, and David HaMelech was like, I almost died, and you took care of me? Or does that mean, just generally speaking, every birth is an unbelievable miracle, and you saved me? Which one is
like that? I mean, it sounds like you're being appreciative for everything.
So it's just Hakaras HaTov. I don't mean just, but it's Hakaras HaTov as opposed to saying, look what you did for me miraculously.
Well, it seems like, you know, he's just getting to the point where, you know, any of us are, you know, you've got to be taken care of from even earlier.
Very good. So it's just a simple, again, I don't mean to say it in that way, but like taking care of, right, what I needed when I was a kid and I couldn't take care of myself. Chazal Darshan from here, that you're sworn in the womb by that Malach that teaches you Torah, whether you should be, how you're going to act, and whether you should be a tzaddik or a rasha. Al-tihid tzaddik ba'al-tihi rasha. Those swearings all come from this. How they get it from over here, I'm not sure, but that's the drush. Kimokhiz easy l'rabim. I was like a wonder that many people, atamachziyoyiz, you are my strong refuge. You took care of me and everything I had. That wonder is a reference to the famous pasuk Evan Mosu Abonim. He was the stone despised by the builders. Remember, he was thrown out by his brothers. And it's the Bonin is a reference of the name. My mouth is filled with your praises all day long. I think of your glory, and that's the reference. And you know what we learn from this pasuk, right? Yemalei pi yedi elasecha. The drush from this pasuk is, if you have food in your mouth, you cannot make a bracha. You have to either spit it out, or if it's disgusting, right, you can put it to the side of your mouth and make the bracha. But Yemalei pi yedi elasecha is that your mouth must be filled with the praises of Hashem. It can't be filled with anything else when you make the bracha.
If you... It's saying if you forgot to make a broth and you start eating, you make the broth.
You have to spit it out if it won't be disgusting. If it will be disgusting, you're allowed to put it to the side of your mouth.
Can you just swallow it and do the make a broth on the next bite?
No. Oh, on the next bite. The halacha is what you do with the bite inside your mouth. Lichas hila, it seems you should throw out the food. That's the best thing to do. So you'll have to spit out the food completely. But if it won't be disgusting, you can spit it out into your hand. If it will be disgusting,
it'll be disgusting.
Gummy bears?
Why wouldn't those be disgusting? Those will be
gross. You haven't chewed it yet. You just sucked it. What?
You're a fool.
No, you gotta suck it first.
No, then it's sticky. It's sticky and then...
Okay, you're right. That might be a little bit. A lollipop is good. There we go. Gum, you can put it behind your ear.
Yeah. You can do that. Or in your ear.
Legally, Nishmas Gene Wilder, so we can do that. Yeah. I'll touch the thing. You know what's funny, by the way? You know, there's somebody else died at the same time.
What?
Somebody else died at the same time as Gene Wilder.
Why is that funny?
The cockatoo at Brookfield Zoo also was 83 years old. Both of them were 83, Gene Wilder and the cockatoo. And immediately it was like funny. It was funny because you're listening to the radio and you hear Gene Wilder died. And you're like, okay, whatever. You know, nice guy, I think, maybe. I don't know. And they were like, and the cockatoo of Brookfield Zoo is finally passed away. Like, it's the longest living parrot that anyone has ever known, right? Shkoyach. Al-Dajalizaini.
I agree with you.
Al-Dajalizaini le'izigna. I love animals, don't get me wrong.
I thought your story was going that I was more upset about the cock.
No, I'm very upset about Gene Wilder. I thought Gene Wilder was hilarious. I don't think he's done a movie since, like, Blazing Saddles.
And it was
a long time. Oh, he did? Oh, that's sad.
The only really sad.
All right, that's sad. Yeah, I thought he did. I'm pretty sure he had Alzheimer's when he was doing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Definitely seen that way. Although that song is amazing. Al Kashel Zaini Lazy says, no, don't throw me away at the time of my old age. When my powers are going down, Al Kashel Zaini, do not forsake me. Allow me to renew myself. Allow me to come back and allow me to feel better about certain things. And don't allow my troubles to exhaust my strength. And that's what he's really asking for. Because my enemies speak about me, and those that watch for my soul, waiting for me to die. They take advice together. They say, God has forsaken him. Read Pubisifsu. Chase after him and capture him to Imatzil. There is no one to save him when it comes to Elohim. Hashem, don't stay too far away from me. Elohai loves Rasi Chusha. God, or my God, for my help, please come quickly. Come as quickly as you can. Hasten yourself to me. Yevosh, let them be embarrassed. Yichlu Sotne Nafshi. Let them be consumed. Those who ate my soul with their hatred. Yatu Kherpa Uchlima. Let them be covered up with their degradation and their shame. Actually, all those who tried to do something evil to me. Plus, you daven, and he told me to exhale, but I'll continue to daven. I'll add to a Kaddish Baruch Hu in your praises, because whenever I'm in distress, I'm going to add on to it. That's the idea behind it. That's how much I'm going to hope toward him. Ayachel is the letters of Im Yismamea Chake Lo. If he delays, you should wait for him. Good word, Ayachel. Really good. I like that Rashi Davis. He is not the peace of the Sechel. My mouth should speak over your righteousness, call Yom Shua Sechel all day long. Your salvations. Kilodatis photos. I can't even number them. I can't tell you how many there are. Although be growth of Hashem looking. I will come within your mighty acts as you do your mighty acts of Hashem. I will hope. Yeah. I will mention your righteousness. Only you. You're the one that I should thank, and not anybody else who might have helped or any other person. Obviously, Yisrael, give it to them directly, but it's really you. Elokim limanatani minura, you taught me from my youth. But hena agiv miflosachon, until now, I will declare all of your wonders. The gamay zikna b'seva elokim atazveni. Even when I get old and hoary, I think that's the word, by the way. Hoary head. That's the word that they use for it. Like old white hair. Right? Elokim atazveni. My God. I know it's a strange word, but nonetheless. Elokim atazveni. God, do not forsake me. Agizu achalador, I will tell of your strength over the next generation. To everyone who has come, I will tell over everybody what ends up happening. I'll be that old man who's looking at everybody and say, let me tell you, one young whippersnapper, about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save me. That's what he's going to do. It's good. Because HaLukim Admaro, your righteousness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all the way up until the heavens. Asher Asis HaGadol HaLukim Yechamocha. You have done great things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is like you? Asher Hisani Tzaros Rabos V'Tzaros Rabos V'Ros. You have shown me pain that is very many and very and evil. Touch to Chayeni. Then you let me live. And we told almost Aretz Hashuv Ta'aleini. And from the depths of the earth, you have gone and brought me up. We'll do one more pasuk over here. Don't give me that. David's right here. He's going to complain. Oh, look. Two pages. Give me an extra minute. Oh, yeah, it's not. And I told you that.
9:10.
Sit down. Come on.
9:10.
I should have.
9:10.
Oh, I might have actually. I got 1 minute. Increase my greatness and allow, turn and comfort me more and more with Mashiach. I will do with a harp, a lyre. I will tell over your MS. Elohai, my God. I'll sing to you with a kinor, with a harp. Kidosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. My lips will sing, because I will sing to you. This is my praises that I give to you, Nasha Shepanisa, because you saved my soul. And pasuk chavdal, the last pasuk, gam l'shoni kol yom tekes yichazach, my tongue all day long will speak over your righteousness, ki boshu ki chafram v'atrasi, because all of those who are evil, search for my evil, want me to go down, they will be embarrassed and ashamed. And especially when someone else gives his prayer, lost his lava, when he gives his prayer, David Melech will be the one who is brought up.